we've been together as a group for about 4 years, and we thought there was the potential for a distillery in Launceston, as many of the distilleries at that time were southern-based. And we looked around for a number of sites, but when the hangar became available, or we learned of that, it was just the perfect fit.
It might be a tad early in the morning for a wee dram, but it must be whiskey o'clock somewhere in the world. Hello, I'm Larissa Smith, reporting in from what's fast becoming Australia's whiskey capital, Tasmania. The Apple Isle has developed an international reputation for its single malts in recent years, with more than 20 distillers now up and running. A large number are in the south of the state, but now it's the north's turn to shine. One group is working out of an old aircraft hangar at the Launceston Airport, gearing up to bottle its first handcrafted single malt next year. Chris Condon is part of this small but dedicated group of distillers.
It has heritage value, so in one way we're giving a lovely old building a sense of purpose again, but it just had so much space, it had the services past the door, so it was just a good location to set up a small distillery. So once we found that, we were right to go.
Whiskey is long term, isn't it?
2 years. So the legal requirement is in Australia it needs to be in a barrel for 2 years. So that's a little bit of a hurdle to get over. So we've actually been running the stills since late in 2015, but then, you know, they've got to be in an oak barrel, for the spirit's got to be in a barrel for 2 years before you can legally call it whiskey. So that's another thing that you have to plan for in your business plan to get over that long lead time. Again, the beauty of the space and the hangar was that we're able to set the distillery up almost in a linear fashion from start to finish. So if you like, grain and water come in up that end, we brew at the far end, so mix the malted barley, millet, mix it with hot water to produce what we call whiskey wash. So it's basically producing a barley water that we add yeast to and let the yeast ferment away for a week, and that produces a 7% alcohol. And whiskey wash is essentially, it looks like beer. It's beer without hops, in very basic terms. And so we distill that wash twice. First through the big wash still here, and then the day after that we put it through the smaller spirit still to produce a clear, colourless spirit that we call new make spirit, is the whiskey term. So on this spirit still we just collect the heart of the run. That's the most palatable, drinkable part of the run, part of the spirit, and that goes into a barrel. We dilute that from 72% down to about 63%, and then that goes into an oak barrel for 2 years.
I'm curious as to what liquid spent its previous life in these barrels.
That's a good question. So it's basically a mixture of port timber, there's some old sherry barrels in here, and some old bourbon ones as well. So the coopers that we use in Hobart and South Australia, they source timber from vineyards and from the United States, get those old staves, clean them up, and basically produce a barrel the size. Some of these are 20-litre barrels, some of them are 100-litre barrels. So produce a whiskey barrel for us from those old port sherry or bourbon barrels.
So next year, so bottling, what's your target?
We'll have approximately 3,000 bottles ready, not all at one time, but over the course of the year. So there'll be batches of barrels become mature throughout the year. So like I said earlier, even though they've reached the 2 year mark, we won't be bottling until we're 100% sure that the quality's what we want to put out there. So if all goes to plan, we'll have a few bottles next year. Yes.
The distillers at Hangar 17 have a secret weapon when it comes to marketing their product. It's small and white and has four legs.
I've met your whiskey ambassador, Angus, the Scottish Highland Terrier. How important is Angus to the business?
Oh, he's important to us because he's a real little ambassador, and he meets and greets everyone who comes to the door. And I sort of say to people, well, he's worked at two distilleries now, so I think he's really Tasmania's most experienced whiskey dog.